We continue the discussion around the retirement this week of the Triple Crown winner, Justify. And another big player in the story of this horse is Newgate Farms' Henry Field, who now joins us. How are you, Henry?
Great, Joe. How are you going?
I'm good, thanks. Well, tell us about the part you played in Justify's journey.
So we as a group buy a group of colts here in Australia every year. The last couple of years have been very successful, but like 10 or a dozen colts a year, I suppose. And from that, we ended up essentially with the same sort of partnership, went and bought a group of colts in America. And Justify was one of the first colts that we bought over there. And, he was a horse that we identified not only as probably we thought he was the genuinely the nicest horse in the catalogue, but also the most likely horse to be a shuttle stallion should he make it on the racetrack.
And look what he's gone and done. They're quite remarkable.
Certainly didn't think he'd do what he did. Interestingly, as a yearling, he was a horse with incredible power, wonderfully strong forearm and a huge hip and a very good mover, a very intelligent horse as well. But he looked quite mature. And when I saw him for the first time, I really felt he was a horse that would be a Royal Ascot two-year-old. Scat Daddy has been so successful as a stallion with going to Royal Ascot with his juveniles and being so dominant. You know, the likes of Lady Aurelia, Wesley Ward takes good Scat Daddies every year over to Royal Ascot. And he really struck me as that sort of physical, early coming, mature, very much an Australian type of a horse. And but he ended up growing and growing and growing to a horse that I must say he must be 17 hands, and I certainly wouldn't have envisaged him growing that big as a yearling. And as such, he needed that extra bit of time, but it certainly paid off. He retired unbeaten and a Triple Crown winner.
Yeah, and you were there for one of his legs of the Triple Crown victories?
No, I wasn't. I was there for the Belmont, which was fantastic, and it was a very special day. The whole team with China Horse Club and Windstar and SF Bloodstock. It was a wonderful, wonderful team, the partnership that owned the horse, and it was just a very special day. We really had a great time, and it was certainly a weekend that we'll all remember. It was fantastic.
Yeah, where does this stack for you as a highlight in your life and career in the bloodstock world, Henry?
I suppose the American Triple Crown is something which is so seldom won. So to have, played a small part in the process of selecting Justify at the sale was something that, I always cherish. And, certainly... it was very special, and very special, for my partners in Newgate, SF Bloodstock, Gavin Murphy and Catherine Donovan, who are Australians that moved to New York 30 years ago and have been so successful in New York and built SF Bloodstock into such an incredibly successful bloodstock operation. For them to have owned a Triple Crown winner, well, that gave me such a great feeling, because they've been so good to me. They've really taught me to be able to build Newgate to what it is today.
Wonderful achievement, Henry. And on the home front, how are things going at Newgate as we start to head into the breeding season? Busy times ahead.
Joe, yeah, really, really exciting. It's been a really busy few years. I still remember the first time you were at our first farm, and it's really grown from then. We couldn't be more excited about seeing the first foals of Capitalist and Extreme Choice and Flying Artie and Wing Rupert in just a couple of weeks' time. We've got quite a few mares looking like they're going to foal in very early August, so that's not far away. And, really can't wait to see them. But on the front, the young stallions, Fox Wedge and Sizzling, are really ticking along very nicely. Sizzling in particular, done a great job the last few months. A couple of really, really smart horses. Obviously, the horse of Matt Dunn's that won in Sydney the other day. It's a very, very smart horse. I know leading syndicator Joe O'Neill's got a very, very good filly with Paddy Payne. And he's doing a great job. And You know, but we can't wait to see the new foals by these young horses. And certainly Russian Revolution retiring, you know, he's been a wonderful coup for the farm. He's a, you know, incredibly exciting young stallion prospect and owned by a similar interest to Justify. So, no, it's been great, Joe. Really, it's been great. Couldn't be more thankful of where we're at.
Yes, your stallion roster is ever growing. Are you planning to, or hoping to, add a few more in the coming seasons or years?
Yeah, well, it's really hard to get them. The problem is, I suppose, it's, you know, to get the really proper Group One Australian horses, you know, they're very hard to get, and as we know, they've been so successful. The Australian Group One horses done in Australia, and there's only two or three elite ones in every crop. So to get a Flying Artie or a Capitalist or an Extreme Choice, it's bloody hard work to get them, given there's so few around. And obviously, you could often have so many of them tied up already. But we'll be trying very hard to you know, buy the best stallion prospects we can find, buy the best yearling colts we can find, and develop them into stallions. And you know, so far it's been great. We've built a great artillery of young stallions, and hopefully it keeps building.
And you're only young, Henry. You've achieved so much already.
Well, yeah, no, I appreciate that. It's been great.
Do you feel young?
Yeah, no, I probably don't look young, but I'm only in my sort of early 30s, but I feel great. Life's good, and you know, it's just great. To, I suppose, like anything, like all of us in the thoroughbred business, we're so fortunate to be able to, you know, get up every morning and do what we like to do. I mean, we're very, you know, which whatever happens, I suppose, if we're lucky enough to be able to do what we love doing, we're all pretty fortunate, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for talking to us on the program this morning, and we'll await with bated breath for the final announcements as to where Justify will be standing and the likelihood of him coming down under.
Yeah, well, it'll be very interesting, and certainly, you know, I'd say it's highly likely that he'll shuttle. So it's going to be quite exciting for Australian breeders next year.
Yeah, absolutely. That's Henry Field from Newgate Farm joining us on Talking Horses.